If it costs you your peace, it is too expensive. Unknown.
Hello and welcome to the Taking Back Your Power podcast. I'm Isabel Palacios, and I specifically created and designed this podcast to empower, inspire, and help you cultivate a powerful mindset to build your best life and live out your dreams. May you always remember your true beauty, your true worth, and your true power always come from within. So get your coffee, smoothie, or wine ready, and let's get started. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me, and happy Monday, or whatever day it may be that you're listening to this podcast. I just wanted to make sure that this episode today was very positive and full of positive, happy vibes, because there's a lot of difficulty right now going on our planet. Our planet is hurting right now, and I feel like in order to counteract that, even though I can't physically do anything about the tough things that are going on in the world right now, I will try to do my best in hopefully brightening your day today and sending out my best and most positive vibes and all my love to all of you, no matter what you're going through right now, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what trials you are facing right now. Just know that right now, as you listen to this podcast, everything will be great and perfect and at peace. Which brings me on to the topic of this episode: finding peace through difficulty, through hard times, and finding your inner peace and making sure that your inner world, your inner home, is as peaceful as possible. Because I believe that no matter what may be going on around you in the physical world, with people around you, with your friends, with your family, with coworkers, with politics, whatever it is that may be putting a strain on your soul and dampening your happiness, just know that your happiness, your peace, is not dependent upon those things. People who are truly at peace could have their entire world crumbling down around them, but still feel secure and strong within themselves to keep pushing forward. And cultivating your inner peace is something that you have to work on daily. It's not something that will magically come upon you. Of course, your belief system will be a huge factor in how you feel at peace and how quickly you can feel at peace and how quickly you can turn negative emotions into peace. And I will tell you right now, the universe, God, want you to be at peace. It is your mindset. It is the external circumstances of your life. It is the story you keep telling yourself over and over again. It is allowing other people to control your emotions and your thoughts and your feelings and your beliefs. It is allowing these external circumstances outside of your control that are destroying your peace. But if you are aligned with the universe and with God in the present moment, either through meditation or through prayer, or just being mindful and being grateful, living in the moment, that is when you will truly know peace, because in the present moment, all is peaceful. It is when we live in the past or in the future that we lose peace. So I want you to ingrain this idea, this message in your mind right now, and repeat it to yourself as many times necessary. After I say it, feel free to pause the podcast so you can repeat it to yourself a few times, either mentally or out loud. But listen carefully. All of the peace, happiness, and tranquility you crave is already within you. All of the peace, happiness, and tranquility we all crave is already within us since the moment we were conceived to the time we lived in the womb, where everything was perfect and all that you needed, food, shelter, warmth, love, was at your disposal. And it's when you grow up and you experience life, and sometimes you can be very little when you realize this, even before you can talk. You realize that the world is not as perfect as it is in the womb. But what's important is that the peace that you feel is no different than it was when you were in the womb. And you may be thinking to yourself, Isabel, that's impossible. Life is awful. Life is tough. There's so much horrible destruction going on in the world at all times. How can I possibly feel peace right now as an adult or whatever age you may be? How could I possibly feel the same peace that I felt in the womb? I don't even remember what it was like to be in the womb. Well, just know this, whether you believe it or not, or whether you have been hardwired to see and feel it or not, your peace and the peace you feel is up to you. And if you're hardwired to feel unease, anxiety, sadness, anger, resentment, just know that you can actually rewire yourself to go back into your inner peace. You can rewire your mindset into going back into that feeling of peace. And don't tell me that it's not possible, because right now, as I'm talking to you, I feel an immense amount of peace. And I feel this peace a lot throughout my day. But the moment that somebody gets into my mind or tries to hurt me or something goes wrong, I feel that peace rattled. But what I do is I consciously make an effort every single day to make peace my equilibrium. So you may be wondering, Isabel, how do you do this? Creating your inner peace is pretty simple. And I'm going to give you some steps that I took and I still take every single day in order to make sure that my peace is undisturbed, no matter what may be going on around me. Number one is to be selective with what you put your energy towards. So what do you put your energy towards? Think of the feelings that you feel a lot, or the things that you think about all the time, or the things that you allow to worry you. So what you allow to anger you, to worry you, to frighten you, or just what your goals are or your intentions are for the day, that is where you put your energy towards. So maybe make a list right now. What are things that make you mad? What are things that anger you? What are things that evoke a passionate response from you? Those are the things that you are putting your energy towards, because your feelings are jam-packed with energy. So when you feel intense feelings, you are putting all of your energy, your physical, your mental, your spiritual energy, all into that emotion in the moment. So it's important to be selective with what you allow to anger you, to frighten you, to worry you, to make you feel intense emotions that are negative. What's important is that when you feel these emotions straight away, that you stop yourself. The moment you feel anger or worry or depressed, whatever it is that you're feeling in that moment, you need to stop, question if it's worth the emotional distress it could cause you. And a lot of us love to blame our bad moods, our feelings, and our emotions on external circumstances and on people. We often say, or think about, when was the last time you said this? Probably wasn't too long ago. They made me angry. She annoys me. He makes me mad. Everything he does makes me angry. He doesn't care about my feelings. She doesn't care about how she treats me. I would be nice if so-and-so would be nice. I would be happy if they could be happy. I can't be happy because my parents don't want me to be happy, or because my parents are always fighting. We're always putting the blame on other people for our feelings. And when we do that, we are giving those people or those external circumstances power over us and our peace. But if you switch that blame to, in this moment, in the present moment, there is only peace, then you can start rewiring yourself. So make sure that the moment you speak something or you act out on these strong emotions, that you stop yourself and pause and think and question, is this worth the emotion? Is this worth sacrificing my peace for? And just a rule of thumb, if the situation or the person that is causing you this destruction is not physically holding you down in that moment, then you can stand up and walk away and gather your emotions before they turn into anger and fighting and negative energy.
And instead, learn to channel these emotions in a different way. When you stand up and walk away and go be by yourself to gather your emotions, bring them about, question why you're feeling them, question why you're allowing yourself to feel them. Because another thing, take control and take responsibility for your emotions, because you can control your emotions. You have the power to feel bad or to feel good. So bring about these emotions, question why you're having them, question what you can do right now in the moment to channel them in a healthy way that's not fighting or anger or sadness or hurting yourself or hurting others around you. So bring about your emotions, maybe write it out. I'm a huge proponent of journaling. Meditate on it, pray about it, whatever you feel, you can get back in tune with yourself. Don't worry about the other person or whatever's going on around you. If there's nothing you can do right now in that moment to remedy that situation, then don't worry about it. Go into your space, question what's going on, question why you're feeling it, and then respond to it in a healthy way. Channel that energy in a healthy way. Go for a walk, go for a run, kick a punching bag a few times, but channel that emotion in a positive way. That's another thing, is that we are not taught how to properly channel and deal with our emotions in our society. We are taught that if you feel bad, take a pill. If you feel angry, fight. If you feel a certain way, go drink and get drunk and forget about your problems instead of facing them head on and realizing and going down to the root of the issue. So in those moments where you don't feel at peace, you want peace and you're craving it, ask yourself this question: what is taking away your peace? And then ask, can you fix it right now in this moment? Can you fix it at any time? The answer is yes. You need to start working towards a solution to this peace that you are lacking. And if the answer is no, move on. Move on. Do not dwell on things you can't change right now in the moment. How do you move on in the moment? You need to get your mind occupied. Go clean your house. Go read a book. Go take a bubble bath. Go for a walk, take your dogs for a walk, go for a swim. Just do something to get your mind in that moment off of whatever it is that is disturbing your peace. In other words, stop giving energy to the thing that is disturbing your peace and instead go create your peace. Which brings me on to my second tip or step. Stop looking for peace elsewhere. You are in control of the peace you feel right now in the moment. You can create as much peace as you want in yourself, in your inner home. Focus on making your inner home peaceful. We get overwhelmed because we see so much hate and destruction, and we can't do anything about it. We're powerless, basically. But you know in which world we're not powerless? You know in which world we can control everything? In our own, in our inner world, in our inner home. We are the masters of the peace found within. Some ways I personally love to feel peace, and things that I do to make my life a little bit more peaceful and just to feel more comfortable within myself, is to spend time alone practicing mindfulness. So either through meditation or reading self-help books. Recently, I have really been reading the Bible to feel better and more comfortable and just feel more connected to myself and the universe and God, or just any spiritual religious text of your choosing. It doesn't matter, but get into that place of mindfulness, of solitude, of quiet. Even if the world around you isn't so quiet, even if there's hustle and bustle, if you're out in public or in a library and you have to sit down and read or just close your eyes for a few minutes or just be mindful, draw, color, it's all up to you. This works differently for different people. Not everything is going to work for everyone. You have to find those things, go out and seek those things and build new habits. And when you start a new habit, you got to make sure that you work on it every single day. Peace is something that is already within us. We were born with peace. It is society in life that takes away our peace, but it's easy to go back to that foundation if you feed the peace. Not feeding the fears, feeding the peace. Feed the part of you, the part of your soul that feels peace and happiness, because we all have it within us. We just have to work it out like a muscle. You got to make it stronger and bigger, feed it the right foods, the right nutrition, and work on it every single day. And also take breaks. You can't build muscle and keep your muscles healthy if you're working on it all the time and overworking your muscles. That's when you'll get injured. So just like your muscles, your peace, your mindset, it needs to take a rest. Which leads me on to my next point, to let go of perfection. You don't have to be on every single day or positive or happy every single day to cultivate a good mindset of inner peace. Sometimes you have to sit with those heavy emotions and feel those heavy emotions and allow yourself to just be, because you don't have to be perfect all the time, and neither does your life. Your life does not have to be perfect in order for you to feel peace. Most importantly, you must learn how to let go. Stop trying to control everything. Stop trying to control everything people do or what people say or how people see you, or just trying to control every aspect of your life. You have to really learn how to let go and trust. Trust in the universe. Trust in God. Put faith that God and the universe are working in your favor and they are on your side, and that you will be okay. No matter who you are, no matter what you believe, that is the cold, hard truth. The universe has your back. So you need to let go and trust. Trust that everything will work out. Just focus on being the best, most positive version of you, and understand that the best positive version of you is going to differ and be different every single day. So just be authentic. When you live your life as true to you, regardless of what people are going to say or think of you, when you live your life authentically and freely, you will find a peace and a comfort within that you have never experienced before in your life. If in the moment you don't know how to let go, if you feel that you're holding on to resentment, to anger, to sadness, to worry, focus on your breath. You can meditate, but for those of you who aren't really familiar with meditation or are just new to meditation, deep breathing is so great. For those of you who suffer from anxiety, who suffer from just anger or emotional distress, deep breathing will save you, literally save you. Breathe deeply. Be mindful of your breath. Inhale through your nose, hold your breath for 5 seconds, and exhale through your mouth. Really focusing on filling your abdomen, your diaphragm with air, expanding it, and then shrinking it as you exhale. And just practice doing this until you feel calm, until you feel steady, until you feel that the redness in your cheeks or the tension in your muscles has subsided. You don't have to be perfectly happy and smiley and full of love to feel peace. What you should judge your peace off of is how calm you feel once you catch those tough emotions and you're able to channel them into something else. That is how you can measure how peaceful you are. Compare it to when you're feeling those tough, horrible emotions, to how you're able to stop yourself in the moment and control it as best as you can. Remember, it's not about perfection. It's about doing your best in the moment. And finally, guys, nothing takes away your inner peace more than feeling like karma is out to get you. So my last tip is to just be a good person. This is pretty simple. Don't hurt others. Don't hurt others. Don't bring others down. Don't even put negative energy or negative thoughts towards your enemy. Fill yourself up with love. And the best way to fill yourself up with love is just to be love, to give love, to send love. If right now in this moment you have a clear conscience, you're doing amazing, sweetie. And if you don't have the best conscience right now, apologize to somebody. Reach out to somebody. Try to remedy the wrong you did that is keeping you from feeling peace right now in the moment. Apologize to others. Seek to make others feel love and peace. And understand that whatever energy you give out is what you will get back. That is the law of the universe. So like the quote says, be the change you wish to see in the world. Be the peace you wish to see in the world. Be the peace that you wish we had on earth. You need to make others feel peace. You need to put out peaceful intentions. Tell yourself, I will do everything in peace. I will make all my decisions in peace. Does not mean you have to be a saint or a Buddhist monk or perfect, an angel, but just in doing your best, in putting out your best intentions, and whatever decisions you make and how you treat people, just about how you go about your daily life. That is what counts. We are the sum of what we do every single day repeatedly. So make sure that what you do every single day repeatedly is peace, because you control your inner world. In your inner world, there is peace because you decide to have peace. Stop looking for peace elsewhere. Stop blaming the fact that you don't have peace on other people. Stop blaming other people for the emotions that you feel, because nothing in this life lasts forever. Neither the good nor the bad. But if you keep putting your energy towards the bad, that is what will keep showing up in your life. But if you keep putting your energy towards peace, that is what will keep showing up in your life. The bad will end, but what's important is that your peace is everlasting and that it is unwavering. And the way it will become strong and unwavering is if you strengthen it every single day. Make peace your strongest muscle in your body. And imagine this right now. If all those right now who are listening to this episode and have gotten this far and have understood the message start to implement this message into their lives, imagine how much more peaceful our world will become. The collective consciousness of our earth will become more positive and more peaceful if people start working on themselves more and working on bettering themselves and being the best versions of themselves they can be, of being positive forces of love and peace. Instead of trying to be better than one another, instead of trying to compete with each other all the time, instead of trying to bring down their enemies, they bless the ones who curse them. Imagine how different our world would be if we just embraced love and peace. As hippy-dippy as it may sound, it could have a profound impact on our earth. So let's put it to the test. All of you right now, we're going to start working on becoming more peaceful and changing our world with just our thoughts and our actions and our feelings. We don't have to be like the world. We can shape the world around us as well. Don't become like the world. Be the way you wish our world was. Be the peace you wish to manifest. Be the peace you wish you had within. And with that, I will leave you today with a lot of peace in my heart. And hopefully you are feeling peace right now. Whatever you may have to face today or tomorrow, or what you have faced in the past, right now in this moment, you have peace and you can return to the moment of peace by simply cultivating it and working on it every single day. I love you all so very much. And on this episode, I'm not going to be doing Q&A for the sake of time, but please be sure to send in as many of your voice questions as possible through the Anchor app. Please download the Anchor app. It is the best place to listen to this podcast. I love how they have the voice question part of it. You can literally ask a question and send it to me, and I will play it on this podcast and answer it on this podcast. And I think maybe next week I will do a Q&A episode just with your voice questions. So please send in all those voice questions through the Anchor app, and maybe I can help you guys out.
So thank you so much for tuning in onto this week's episode of Taking Back Your Power. I'm sending all of you my love and positive vibes, and I hope that you find the strength and peace within to keep going no matter what you are faced with. I believe in you, and so does the universe. Then always remember, no matter who you are in this life, no matter what you may be going through, no matter what you may look like or how old you are, your true beauty, your true worth, and your true power always come from within. Don't ever forget it. I love you all, and don't forget to join me on next week's episode of Taking Back Your Power. Bye-bye.